This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. It's a perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Coming home, the bodies of three U.S. reservists killed by a drone strike at a base in Jordan, now back on U.S. soil. President Biden and the First Lady attended the dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, along with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the Joint Chiefs Chair, C.Q. Brown. The president earlier met with the families of the fallen. The U.S. planning a response to the attack carried out by an umbrella militant group backed by Iran. ABC's Martha Raddatz is in Amman, Jordan.
U.S. official telling me tension at the White House is high, with some administration officials worrying the strikes could trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is hoping to avoid.
Closing arguments underway in Michigan in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbley. She is the mother of convicted shooter Ethan Crumbley, who killed four classmates at Oxford High School in 2021. Prosecutors say Jennifer and her husband ignored signs about the teen's mental health. This is ABC News. U.S. regulators say they want to list certain so-called forever chemicals as a danger to human health.
In a statement, New Mexico officials called this a win in, quote, one of the most important environmental issues of our time. The EPA's new proposed federal rule classifying nine specific PFAS as hazardous comes after a long campaign from New Mexico officials after at least some of these PFAS were discovered in contaminated groundwater, likely, state officials say, caused by firefighting foam used at least two Air Force bases in the state. Jacob Bryan, ABC News, Washington.
In London, a judge has acquitted Greta Thunberg of blocking a major oil and gas conference. The climate activists and four co-defendants cleared of the criminal charge connected to an October 17th protest. The courtroom gallery erupting with applause. In Oslo, Norway, two people whose Tesla crashed into an icy fjord were rescued by users of a sauna boat. The BBC says that boat captain told a local paper the soaking wet motorists were able to warm up. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Ehlin. I'm Raymond Newpert. As Milwaukee continues efforts to slow down reckless drivers, there's acknowledgement that some motorists are not happy. Alderman Bob Bauman spoke this week at the site of a major traffic calming project.
Does that delay people's trip? Maybe a little bit, but it also puts everybody driving at 15, 20, 25 miles an hour. Nobody's going to get killed. Nobody's going to be T-boned.
The city plans to construct 45 of those projects this year as part of an ongoing engineering effort to slow drivers and keep pedestrians and bicyclists safe. A lawsuit that sought to challenge the DNR's authority to regulate large livestock factory farms has been rejected by a Calumet County judge. Judge Kerry Reed this week rejected the claims of industry groups, which said that the DNR was not able to regulate them. This is Wisconsin Farmers Union Executive Director Julie Keown-Bomar.
We believe that large livestock operations need to be held responsible, and they need to be permitted, and that we need to uphold environmental standards. And so really, this is a win for our members.
The Farmers Union has long opposed those factory farms, also known as concentrated animal feeding operations. Bomar says they had to oppose the lawsuit or risk having no regulatory authority monitoring large farm operations. Governor Evers has signed bipartisan bills into law which would increase access to dental care and grow Wisconsin's workforce in the dental health fields. He says that's important as any other health care.
It's just an important piece. Mental health is an important piece. Other health is, health programs are so important to make sure that people have a good life and are able to thrive here in Wisconsin.
Most of the state is designated as a dental health professional shortage area. The package would create $20 million in new state aid for the technical college system to train new dental hygienists. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
The clouds stick around today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures near 40, east winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, highs mid-40s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 40s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School basketball tonight. The Panthers host Plum City Elmwood. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7, tip-off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The soy complex traded lower again today. That pulled corn prices to the downside. While wheat futures did an impressive job of hanging on to modest gains, cotton futures finished off a strong week with a solid gain. Lean hog futures are consolidating and waiting on the next cash trend. And live cattle futures are still working to factor in this week's cattle inventory report.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to do
that's
this part.
You. Yeah.
Live from a typical Big Apple Joe Stackler, well-prepared AgriTalk via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll have Jim Bauer from Jim Bauer Trading. Is that right?
Jim Bauer Trading?
Good,
Jim
good.
Bauer Trading, yeah.
And,
you got it.
And I'm producer Big Apple Joe Stackler, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
That was wonderfully done, Big Apple Joe. Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I can't say I'm getting too worked up about it.
Happy Friday afternoon, dude. Everything good?
Yeah, actually, everything is good.
I thought
I was well prepared, but I'm not too down on myself. Everything else is coming up fine. The weather's beautiful. We've got plans locked in place for next week.
Man.
And
well, it's a big week for you and me.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Always is. Every year, Top Producer Summit. Can't miss.
Yep. We will be in Kansas City next week for Top Producer Summit. We've got a heck of a lineup already put together for the guests for the show. Of course, we'll be talking with the finalists for the Top Producer of the Year. It's a great list, and really looking forward to getting to know those producers better. And we'll also talk with the woman in ag of the year, and looking forward to getting to see a bunch of people. It's one of my favorites. It's if not my favorite meeting of the year, just simply because of the interaction that happens among the attendees and the conversations that take place throughout the 2 days, and really looking forward to it. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. Davis has got the afternoon off, and we will be taking you through the conversation with Jim Bauer coming up here in a little bit. Jim has spent decades getting to know and cultivating sources and a clientele down in Brazil. We're going to lean on Jim and get some of the perspectives from the growers down in Brazil and Argentina on what's exactly is going on with crop potential down there. It's kind of a mixed bag. It's getting attention again, this trend towards warmer and drier conditions in Argentina. Looks like some hot and dry conditions might be coming back in some areas of Brazil as well. Couldn't tell it from the way that the markets traded this week with that bean market under some hefty pressure. All right, let's go ahead and get to some news. March soft red winter wheat futures traded on both sides of $6 for a sixth consecutive session as the market searches for direction. A lack of fresh market moving news for the market has front month SRW trading in the middle of a broad 40-cent trading range. The U.S. dollar index was trading about 900 points higher late in the grain session. The stronger dollar contributed to a generally defensive attitude in the commodity markets, although wheat futures did do a nice job of deflecting that pressure to hang close to unchanged. March hard red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower and rallied to a new high for the week before setting back to close mid-range. Today, March HRW wheat futures 4.25 cents higher at 625. March SRW wheat down 1.75 cents to 599.75. March spring wheat closed at 699.75. That is up 3.75 cents on the day. Now, on the week, March SRW wheat futures down 0.5 cent. On the week, March HRW futures up 0.25 cent. And March spring wheat futures down 3.75 cents. So on the week, the spring wheat market was the big mover, and it only moved 0.5%. So kind of a consolidative week in that wheat trade. March corn futures opened slightly lower, pushed to test resistance at the week's high of 448.75, and then fell back to spike support at yesterday's low and to close low range. The setback comes after what chart watchers described as three consecutive constructive days for the corn market bulls. The majority of the Argentine corn crop is either in pollination or early grain fill, and the weather forecast calling for hot and dry conditions to continue next week limited selling interest in corn futures this week. The strength in the U.S. dollar index and the sell-off in crude oil futures really anchored the corn market today. March corn futures 4.5 cents lower at 442.75. May corn was down 4.75 cents today to 453.5. July corn futures closed at 462.5. That is down 3.5 cents. On the week, March corn futures down 3.5 cents. July corn was down just a penny on the week. General pressure on the commodity world weighed heavily on the soy complex. March bean futures opened steady, tried to push higher, then fell back to close near session lows and at the lowest level since June 7th. The close below $12 in front month beans sets the stage for a test of support at the May 31 low of 11.45 1/4. March bean oil futures closed below 45 cents for the first time and are close to a full test of support at the May 31 contract low of 4.49. While traders say they are frustrated by the slow development of the renewable diesel market, crush hit an all-time high in December to 204.3 million bushels, and soybean oil stocks of 1.832 billion pounds at the end of December were down 483 million pounds from last year. March beans were 14.75 cents lower at 11.88.5. May beans down 15.5 to 11.98 1/4. July beans closed at 12.08 1/4, down 15.5 cents. On the week, March soybeans down 20.75 cents. July beans were down 25.75 cents. Let's look at the new crop contracts. December corn on the week, today closed at 476.75. That was up 0.5 cent on the week. July soybeans today, 11.71 on the close, down 14 cents. The soybean to corn price ratio, 2.46 to 1. March cotton futures posted the highest close since October 16, while pushing up to close near the high of the week. March cotton today 62 points higher at 87-11. On the week, 87. You know what? I didn't quite figure that out yet. I'll have to get that for you at the start of the next segment. Live cattle futures continued to digest Wednesday's cattle inventory report that suggested tight cattle supplies through all of 2024. April futures opened near session lows and closed near session highs and at the highest level since November 6. April live cattle, 57.5 cents higher, 183.75. June futures gained 65 cents to close at 181.77.5. March futures, 7.5 cents lower at 244.80. Lean hog futures treaded water today. April hogs, 7.5 cents higher at 83.82.5. June hogs up 30 cents to 97.50. On the week, April live cattle futures up $2.07.5. March feeder cattle up $5.10. And April lean hog futures up 57.5 cents on the week. Jim Bauer, Bauer Trading, is up next right here on AgriTalk.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Get a strong start to your sorghum season with Double Team Sorghum. The Double Team Sorghum cropping solution provides superior post-emergent grass control, giving you clean sorghum fields, reliable yields, and improved profitability. Double Team is powered by the proprietary DT trait and uniquely formulated first-act herbicide for a completely integrated and flexible solution for grass control in sorghum. Visit DoubleTeamSorghum.com to learn how to get cleaner fields and bigger yields.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Friday afternoon. We're getting ready for a conversation with Jim Bauer here in just a moment. On the week, March cotton futures up 274 points, closed today at 87.11. That was a nice move on the week. We're going to be talking about some acreage considerations and everything today. And the guys at Pro Farmer in this week's Pro Farmer newsletter made a mention that cotton seems to be at least engaging in the idea that it's going to have to compete for some acres in 2024. And I find that interesting. We're not seeing a whole lot of price action or competition out of the new crop market at this point, but the old crop contracts are definitely perked up over the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and cotton is moving solidly to the upside. Demand is there. We had a great export sales week in yesterday morning's weekly export sales report. So the demand is there. It's helping out the old crop contracts and maybe a bit of a realization that the market is going to have to give some incentive to cotton producers to expand some acres might be coming into play as well. All right, Jim Bauer, Bauer Trading, is our guest analyst today. Jim, my friend, it's been a while. How are you?
Good. All right, just like the markets. The markets are getting better than they were recently.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, it is sure good.
I had to use the word recently, pretty stressful.
Yeah. Yeah, everything okay?
Yep.
Good. Good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Okay. I know one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is just kind of the general economy and what's going on with the currency trade around the world. And I think I want to start there. We got that jobs data report this morning, came out surprisingly strong with 350-some thousand new payrolls added in January. Unemployment at 3.7%. The wage growth seems to be okay. And for the first time, it felt like the dollar really wanted to respond to what looked to be some positive economic news. Is that what you saw today?
Well, I think that's part of the situation. But one of the things that we want to look back on a little bit is how the market trades in relationship to the news. The news has been essentially pretty much okay, not real bullish with the American farmer, not ultra positive. But when you look at the situation from a broader standpoint, going back to my position in this market years ago, what the difference is, and I think why the producer is struggling so much, and I might be completely off on this, but I'm watching how the producer reacts to the news. And so the known fundamental is a useless fundamental. Yeah. And you have to give the market time to let the people know what they need to do as far as balance. Balance is a word we don't really use too often in the commodity market because it's so volatile, it's so aggressive. One of the things that we've lost, in my opinion, and I've talked to you a little bit about this, and some people feel that it's not a factor at all, but I disagree. When we lost essentially the trading activity,
yep,
and the trading momentum that you could pick up off the floor, mm-hmm, in the various pits, of course, that's been in the past. Mm-hmm. That emotion and that drama that came forth would give that producer basically a switch to turn off and turn on, depending upon market news. What I'm trying to point out here in summary is we haven't forgotten how the market trades, except we've basically forgot why we watch that. And we watch it because it shows the momentum either up or down. And that's why a lot of the younger traders and brokers struggle, because they don't have a field of drama to make their trades based upon data.
Interesting. That's interesting perspective there. Yeah, Jim, I was thinking about this just it was earlier this week. I just gotten back from a week off of vacation, was sitting down taking a look at last week's price action, and trying to figure out, okay, where is momentum building? I wish I would have seen this. Wish I would have seen how the market traded at this point. And I was finding myself growing a little nostalgic for the trading floor and for the trading pits and the people and the human involvement in the markets. I miss it. I don't know if it's... I don't know if it's having that big of an impact on the overall ability of the market to discover the fair price. What's your thoughts there?
Well, when you step back and look at it, Chip, from a broader standpoint, basically, you know my feeling about being very global in the market. The market has changed. The Pitt days, when it was more of a drama situation for the U.S., but now the situation is much different. We're involved kind of like the professional sports teams. We've got algorithms. We've got logarithms. We've got a known space that we have to basically analyze. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
No.
To me, it's gotten harder for the producers to price their products because they can't feel the emotion or the drama that we used to have, which kind of gave it an inkling which way the momentum was going, as we just talked about.
Interesting.
So way to counter that is try to bring your activity into a smaller range of products. Really start focusing on what is affecting the price daily, maybe weekly, as far as how much they want to get sold for next 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
We were fortunate. We got our cash corn and beans, especially the corn price, at or near the highs this past year, because we were trying to make sure that we didn't let the momentum, either up or down, get away from us. So, again, a known fundamental is a useless fundamental in this type of market. So what you've got to do is tighten your belt up and really be ready for what opportunities are available. I think there'll be one, perhaps two basic opportunities to price the new crop at a higher level than it is now, but you better have your pistol loaded and in your holster, because it's probably not going to give you much time. But I'm planning my approach that we'll have at least one, possibly two rallies in the next forthcoming year, but you better be ready.
Yeah. You got to be there before the market gets there, and I've said that several times on the show. You've got to you got to have price orders in place at the elevator, right, Jim? Because it can happen overnight in the blink of an eye.
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't have, you can't make any sales if you don't have any orders in.
Yeah.
So again, the momentum started out positive in beans because Brazil was having a very difficult spring planting situation up in the Mato Grosso for a little while. It didn't last long, but there was some opportunity. We were up in the $13-14 level.
Yep.
So it was time to make some sales. And basically, it's too early. Well, it's not in this type of market. Maybe back in the days of the pits where you kind of feel your way along on a daily, weekly, bi-weekly basis, but not with this deal. You've got to have your orders in place, ready to go, and your strategy in place and ready to go.
Exactly.
So let's go.
Yes, that's exactly right, Jim. And you said it earlier, you don't know which way this market is going to go. It is going to trend hard next. It can be in either direction. So you've got to have the right strategy in place that is going to allow you, if you decide that, geez, I got to get a bunch of downside price protection in place, you've got to do it in such a way that that if the market turns around and starts to move back to the upside, that you're going to be there to take advantage of a rally in the on the board, right?
Right. You know, I've been in this business going on 50 years.
Yep.
So I've seen every scenario you can pretty much think of, either good or bad. But the one thing that is different, again, is momentum indicators are horribly important as far as which way you want to be biased at that particular time. And then I was just looking at a graphic. It was an interesting graphic. It was basically the performance of commodities on a weekly basis. And like commodities which you don't even pay too much attention, like orange juice, it was the number one leading commodity recently on its own, and
safety.
Gasoline was the worst. So there's always opportunities.
That's right.
Ready for them.
Always opportunities. Okay, we are in the middle of a conversation with Jim Bauer from Bauer Trading. That was fun. I want to get to South American crops next.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and recap where the markets closed today. March HRW wheat futures 4.25 cents higher at 625. March SRW wheat down 1.75 cents to 599.75. March corn futures 4.5 cents lower, 442.75. May corn down 4.75 cents to 453.5. March beans 14.75 cents lower at 1188.5. May beans down 15.5 to 11.98.25. March cotton today, 62 points higher at 87.11. April, live cattle futures 57.5 cents higher, 183.75. March feeders, 7.5 cents lower, 244.80. April hogs, 7.5 cents higher at 83.82.5. Hey, give Pro Farmer a try at tryprofarmer.com.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. The clouds stick around today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures near 40, east winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, highs mid-40s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 40s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Basketball tonight. The Panthers host Plum City Elmwood. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7, tip-off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jim Bauer from Bauer Trading. Jim, I was going to go straight to South America, but I'm getting detoured by some chatter on Twitter. And Gary Vedder is over there. Went to the Dunlap Sale Barn today and over in Western Iowa. And he said six weight, I'm going to assume black steers. in the Dunlap sale barn today were $3 a pound plus. And then he says, I wonder if Jim will have any advice for the cattle feeder today. And he also wants to know, is it time to buy hogs? So let's start with the guy that's filling up the feed yard. Any advice for them?
Well, that's an interesting approach. That's a question producers are asking themselves every day, every week, certainly. But I think what's happening there, we're in the process of trying to get the market to tell the producer we're going to keep raising the price till essentially you price yourself out of the market from a cost ratio. Look at cattle, the inventory numbers are still basically still dropping, and you're still seeing liquidation of old cows and females. Market knows that, and market will have that dialed in, because remember what I said, that known fundamental is a useless fundamental. They probably already dialed in most of the positive aspects of the market now. Does that mean it can't go higher? Yes, it can, obviously, because it's held up from a demand standpoint better than most traders thought. We knew all along the supply situation was tight. That's not new. What's new is how the demand factors have changed and how you have to take advantage of demand factors when they present themselves. But certainly, you know, the cow-calf operator especially, that's hard work. That's dangerous work. That's nighttime work sometimes. And it's very tough. Yeah. They deserve every penny they can get, because it's such a consuming business. And there's danger to it, too. I mean, I can't count the number of friends that I've had. They overdid things or whatever, but they got injured just because they got in the wrong position at the wrong time.
Yep.
So what I'm saying is, kind of drifting back to towards price, the price is going to go high enough, long enough to start to diminish the demand factors, and then you're going to have to be really careful. Yep. But I think that probably is a scenario that runs out maybe 6 months to 18 months to get that job accomplished. But remember, the foreign competition, they're going to expand too.
Yeah.
They'll be aggressive.
Jim, it used to be that we never had to really think about the foreign competition when it came to the beef market. But boy, we certainly got to keep it in mind now, don't we? There's no question
Absolutely.
About that.
The commodity market in general, with particular emphasis on inelastic markets like spring wheat or cattle, you'll get your chance, but you've got to be ready.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, all markets have cycles to them, and they all rely upon accurate information. But right now, the cattle producer is faced with calving season, and so far, they had at Billings, it was minus 35.
Yeah.
And then today, I talked to my worker, and it was near plus 60, almost 100-point range a week. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen that.
No. I mean, that's hard on humans. And if it's hard on humans, it's going to be hard on those cattle that are out there, too, swinging temperatures up nearly 100 degrees in a week. Good grief. That's incredible. Okay, let's go to South America here, Jim. What are you hearing? How bad was that hot and dry stretch, and did beans recover from it?
Well, you're on it. The situation a month ago, well, maybe let's say 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
6 weeks ago to about 4 weeks ago, we had that situation in northern and central Mato Grosso, and it stemmed down to the south of about 300 miles from there. They basically got off to a rough start because it was really hot and dry. Then they got too much moisture, and as that moisture slipped southward, it became more orderly and basically set the crop up for some high yields. Now, remember, Brazil is a very long commodity because it stretches from way above the equator to way below the equator. In fact, in certain spots, you can get three crops in there. But looking out ahead on demand factors, that's something that we have to learn. And because of the change in the way the markets are priced, namely going back to our conversation on pricing, the loss of momentum by the way the pits would provide information. We're in a period of change, and like my career has been pretty much built on the pit situation, but life goes on, and you have to basically bring the young people up to trade the way the market wants it to trade, and it wants to trade more or less electronically around the globe, 24 hours a day, and that's not going to change much. That's only going to get even broader.
Right. Right. Yep. No doubt about it. And so many of the things that happen in the South American crop, the weather does get traded in the overnight session. So it's something that we need to watch. There's no question there. Acres. I mentioned acres.
Don't forget.
Go ahead, Jim.
Don't forget Argentina.
Oh yeah,
Argentina. They basically got off to a good start, but then the temperatures. I just looked. They got some 90 to 100 degree temperatures coming in there over the weekend. Now, the market expects to get those, to get that precip. That's a known fundamental. We know that, but what we don't know, what happens to price if we fail to get proof to Argentina, because they need it. The temperatures have been running 90 to 100 in some key areas. So, again, the market still thinks the rain is coming. It's telling us the rain is coming. Do something, Jim, about what we're going to price. But if it doesn't get here, you may have to readjust real quick, because we do need precip in about a third to 40% of Argentina needs the rain right now.
Okay. All right. We'll have to watch it over the weekend for sure. Acreage situation here in the U.S., which crops are you watching most closely?
Well, that's interesting you ask that, because I watch them all, but as far as the emphasis, I really got to stay each situation.
You kind of cut out on us for a second there, Jim. Which one are you watching most closely?
Basically, the beef market and staying with it from a cow-calf standpoint. And making sure that once the liquidation is over, and it's not over yet, it's still ongoing, that's well advertised, but the unknown is how that I can see as far as beef is not that we're going to have a tight situation, but we're certainly going to have a situation where the value of the dollar is going to be the next thing that makes or breaks these commodity markets, particularly global markets that we trade, and namely the ag markets that are traded around the clock around the world.
Right. Okay. All right, Jim, we've only got 2-3 minutes left here. Let's go over to the energy markets. I know you watch those energy markets. What are your thoughts there? It was a big day down in crude oil today, but what are you thinking generally?
You and I have talked about this in the past, and I'm not going to veer away from it. It's made our clients money. We've worked on it, but the thing that I think they need to watch, I watch when the price of gasoline, pre-bob gasoline, gets driven lower by a strong dollar and/or this government action to raise interest rates and slow the economy down. But what I'm trying to say is, I watch. How do I determine what's happening? This is going to sound almost like, where did he get that? But I get on I-65 every morning and every evening, and I watch the truck traffic. I count them. I watch it, particularly the semis, the grain trucks, the cement trucks, the electrical vans. What it's telling me is, so many more units like that. It tells you the economy is very good and much better than most people are letting on. Just like that jobs number came out this morning, it told us things are really rocking and rolling. And how do you know that, Jim? We don't have Well, I know because I can visually look at 8 to 10 miles on I-65 and see these solid trucks all the way. That's maybe simplistic, but that's made us money by watching, because we felt the economy was stronger than the.
Yep. You know, we have talked for 10 years now, Jim, on this show, and we've talked about it even before that, but you've mentioned the I-65 economic indicator several times, and it's worked for you over the years, and it's provided plenty of good insight for us, and it's happening all over the country. You look at Des Moines, it's not Indianapolis, but you look at Des Moines, and the amount of activity that is happening in and around Des Moines on the development side and the way the consumers are spending money, it is certainly impressive and indicates that we've got a strong economy out there. Jim, we are out of time. Thank you so much for making time for us, buddy. You have a great weekend.
Same to you. Have a great weekend.
All right. That is Jim Bauer. Bauer Trading here on AgriTalk. All right, I'll wrap things up when we come back.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on?
Oh, okay.
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't go, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
TJ Wilson, Director of Finance Sales at FBN, is here to talk about why farmers are choosing to finance their land with FBN Finance. TJ, as farmers consider where to get their land financing, why should they consider FBN Finance?
Yeah, at FBN Finance, we're dedicated to family farmers. We've created an experience to provide farmers all the essential information they need during their land financing journey. We offer our free land evaluation tool, AcreVision, to access land insights and metrics, land loan calculator to view estimated rates and fees when you are ready to get pre-qualified, or you can use your online application to take advantage of instant approvals on qualified applications.
Okay, you just mentioned pre-qualification, instant approvals. Can you explain those and how they might benefit farmers?
Yeah, if you're starting your process, we offer pre-qualifications so you know your loan possibilities from the start. You can go into negotiations with more confidence and speed up the timeline when you are ready. We created an online application that will save you time and you can track your application's progress. Every minute counts, which is why we offer instant approvals where your land loan application could potentially be approved within minutes for land loans up to $2.5
million. Wow, okay. Are there any other benefits that we have not mentioned?
Everything we do here at FBN Finance is to empower farmers. With over $1 billion in funds committed across over 1,700 farmers and counting, we make it easy and affordable for you to finance your operation with land purchases, refinances, or improvements. And right now, we're offering AgriTalk listeners $500 off your closing costs for land loans over $250,000. All you need to do is fill out our form at fbn.com/agritalk or call us directly at 833-FBN-LEND, that's L-E-N-D, to speak with a loan advisor and mention Agritalk.
Fantastic. Thank you, TJ. That is TJ Wilson, Director of Finance Sales at FBN, fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND and be sure to mention Agritalk.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Man, we are sprinting into the weekend at this point. We've got one more segment of AgriTalk coming your way. Great to get caught up with Jim Bauer from Bauer Trading, the old I-65 economic indicator. It's something that Jim has talked about for a long time, and it's a visualization of economic activity. When you see it going up and down the road, you can't miss it. You got to believe what your eyes are showing you, right? You got to believe what your eyes are showing you. And unfortunately, we've been going through a period now for maybe a year, where some of the economic data that we're seeing, like this morning's jobs report, it doesn't really line up that well with other data-driven points. It really doesn't line up all that well with what you're seeing with your eyes. We continue to get these reports of big layoffs coming in tech country, and I know, When a tech company says we're going to lay off 20,000 employees, it doesn't happen all at once. It happens over a period of time. I get that. So it might be 5,000 now, 10,000 there, and 15,000 to get it all done in a quarter. Whatever. It doesn't happen all in 1 month. But nonetheless, to put together a string of winners like have been put together in the jobs reports is very impressive. Now, a lot of that has been driven by government jobs and government spending. And when we're sitting here with $1 trillion in deficit spending happening, we wonder sometimes how we continue to add to those government payrolls. But we have. And all of that is cushioning for this economy that seems to be, making the soft landing out there. And at the same time, the economic activity, the stuff that Jim was talking about on that I-65 economic indicator is stuff that we need to pay attention to. Also, something else that caught my attention was, you know, when Jim was talking about the beef market and the cattle market, he said at some point we're going to price ourselves out of the market. And he was looking at it from the cattle feeders' point of view and saying, well, you know what, these feeder cattle are going to get too expensive at some point. We're not going to be able to put them on feed. That's only going to happen if we price beef out of the consumer's menu. And typically that's the way that these cycles end. I'm not saying anything that isn't well known. We hold beef prices high enough for a long enough period of time or spike beef prices to a high enough level so that beef demand starts to shut down. So you lose beef demand before you start to rebuild the beef herd. The reason that that happens is because you've got to make the female, the heifer, worth more money on pasture than what she is in the feed yard. And that's a unique situation when we finally get to the point that bred heifers are worth more than the heifer that's going into the feedlot. Gary G. Vetter, at Gary G. Vetter, reported on the Dunlap Sale Barn, those six-weight calves at $3 plus. You know, I was during the break, I was talking with Big Apple Joe about when my kids were in 4-H and we'd go out looking for a, you know, better than average steer for them to show. Yeah, you know, you could spend all kinds of money. So you had to just decide, listen, I'm gonna put a price limit on it. We're not gonna spend any more than my number was $1,500. You can't buy a feeder calf now for $1,500. It's just absolutely amazing the change that we've gone through. But at some point, we will price the consumer out of the market, and it probably will happen before we start to rebuild the dairy, to rebuild the beef herd. We'll at least see the indication that it's happening. So we've got to watch for that very, very closely. It's February. This is the month in which the spring price for corn and soybean crop insurance contracts will be determined. It is the average close of December corn futures and the average close of November soybean futures in the month of February that sets the spring price. Interesting study in this week's Pro Farmer newsletter. I'm not going to offer up a whole lot of the details of it, but I'm just going to tell you this. 14 out of the last 20 February's corn and soybean prices have moved to the upside. Market's way of trying to give some incentive to plant baby plant, I guess it might be. But we're still trying to figure out exactly what that crop mix is going to be. At the start of the show, I gave the closes in the new crop contracts. December corn today closed at 476 and three quarters. November beans today at 1171. That's a bean corn price ratio of 2.46 to 1. Beans aren't doing a whole lot to try to get more acres at this point. You look at the old crop contracts and you might think to yourself, okay, well, beans are outperforming corn. But when you look at the new crop contracts that should be determining what's going to be planted this spring, we're not seeing a whole lot of competition at that point yet. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook, February 8th through the 12th. High odds of above normal temperatures across the Corn Belt. Wow. And above normal precipitation as well across most of the country, but including the Corn Belt. There's kind of a bullseye over Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri on there. Jump out to the 8 to 14 day. This is for February 10th through the 16th. Still above normal temperatures expected across the Corn Belt. Near normal precipitation is expected across the Corn Belt February 10th through the 16th. Thank you so much for listening today and this week. Monday morning, Machinery Pete. We'll talk about farming's mental health issues with Dr. Ginger Fenton from Penn State University. Monday afternoon, Joe Lardy from CHS Hedging. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is AgriTalk.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I got a try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La, 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 la. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Picked up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right.